It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to a brand new week of Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host, and we're starting a brand new series of programs this week. It's called An Unshakable Life, Standing Strong When the World Shakes. If you've lived long enough like I have, you know this truth that storms come. No matter how spiritual you are, no matter how much scripture you know, no matter how often you pray, storms still come in our lives. But there's a difference between surviving the storm and being destroyed by it. And Jesus told us plainly that if your foundation is right, you can stand. So today we're kicking off with this foundational message about when the storm hits. Now let's begin with the truth that we often overlook, and that is you don't get to opt out of the storm. Matthew 7:24 through 27 tells about two men, one wise and one foolish, both built a house, but here's the part we forget, both faced the same storm. Jesus said the rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house. Now this wasn't a gentle drizzle, this was a violent, unrelenting storm. It came without warning and it came with force. And it came for both the righteous and the foolish. You see, Jesus never promised us as Christians that we would live a storm-free life. He promised a storm-proof foundation. And that changes how we live, because when we expect life to always be easy, we're devastated when it's not. But when we understand that storms will come and that we've been equipped to stand in faith, then that faith replaces fear. Let's talk about what these storms look like in real life. First of all, there are relational storms that come. This is when betrayal happens, or there's divorce, or conflict in families, problems with your kids. Suddenly, people you trusted walk away, or even worse, they turn against you. Then there's emotional storms, depression, anxiety, sleepless nights filled with fear, the kind of storms that sometimes people don't like to talk about. You feel like you're drowning inside when, even when everything looks good on the outside, these emotional storms can sometimes be worse than anything else you're going through. And then there's financial storms. Perhaps you're facing one today. You lose your job after years of working at the same place. The economy changes and all of a sudden your job is gone. The bills are piling up. Unexpected medical costs show up. And suddenly, survival feels impossible. And then there's spiritual storms. Those seasons when you feel so far from God. The God you once felt really close to now can seem a million miles away. Prayers go unanswered and your worship feels hollow. Doubt creeps in and it won't go away. Here's the key, friend. Storms are inevitable, but how we respond, that's up to us. See, collapse is not inevitable because the foundation you build on determines how you're going to come through the storm. You see, the secret is the foundation. And in Matthew 7, the wise man and the foolish man had one major difference in their story, and that was their foundation. The wise man, he built on the rock, and Jesus' words, truth, and presence. That's the rock in our life. The foolish man, he built upon the sand. Shifting opinions, emotional highs, and worldly thinking. Trying to fit in with our society and trying to fit in with our culture. That's building your house on the sand, my friend. Both men had houses. Both probably looked fine from the outside, but when the storm hit, one collapsed and the other one stood. Let's be honest. Many people today are building on the sand. You say, Keith, what do you mean by that? What's building on the sand? It's when you build your life based on feelings. When you build your life totally based on success, worldly success. When you build your life based on relationships. Or when you build your lives based on political ideologies. Even church culture instead of Christ himself. So many people get religious and they don't understand. They need to be righteous and not religious. But when the rain comes, only the rock will stand. See, Jesus is saying, you don't have to avoid the storm, you just have to build right. So let's talk for a moment today about building on the rock. How do you build upon the rock? How do we build a life that stands the shaking that takes place in this world? First of all, you have to hear and obey. In Matthew 7:24, Jesus said this. He said, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. See, hearing is not enough. Church attendance is not enough. Highlighting your Bible is not enough. We have to live the Word of God. Obedience is the foundation in our lives. Every time you say yes to God, you're pouring concrete into that spiritual foundation that you're building in your life. Saturate your mind with truth and renew your mind daily. Like it says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, friend, when your mind is grounded in truth, when the winds begin to blow and the storm comes up in your life, whether it's an emotional storm, a relational storm, a spiritual storm, whatever it is, the winds of culture, they don't move you because you've got a firm foundation. I think, thirdly, we have to make worship a lifestyle and not just something you do in church. See, when we worship, it kind of recenters our heart. It reminds us that our anchor is in Christ. You don't wait until the storm hits to lift your hands. You start now. Begin to sing to the Lord. Begin to just have that quiet time where you worship Him on a daily basis. And then lean into community. You weren't made to weather storms alone. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9 and 10, it reminds us that two are better than one. See, isolation is dangerous. I've met so many people over the years that when the storm hits, they tend to go reclusive. They tend to pull away. They tend to get alone and get away from the people who could really help them. See, especially in the middle of a spiritual attack, friend, you need community. You need your church family. You need your friends. Let's talk today about the promise that holds us. Let's go back to the promise of Matthew 7. I know I've shared this story before, but it's such a great story. It's such wisdom from God, the wise man and the foolish man. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall. That's what Jesus said. When the house was built on the rock, the same winds blew. The same storm came. But you know what? The house didn't fall. And why was that? It's because the foundation held. I can remember when I was just a young teenager, my father built a home, and I'll never forget, I was there helping him, and I had to carry those forms, and we were pouring the foundation for the house and pouring the basement walls. And my dad told me about the importance of getting the foundation right because it holds everything else up. And that's the way it's like in our life as Christians. When you have that firm foundation, when your house is built upon the rock of Jesus Christ, no matter what comes in your life, neighbor, you're going to stand. You're going to get through the storm. See, God's promise is not that you won't feel shaken, because there's times when the storms can rattle us to the bones. But here's the promise, you won't be destroyed. God is with you even during the storm. See, Isaiah 43 and verse 2, and this has always been one of my favorite passages of Scripture, because take it personal today. God said this, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." See, even when the waters rise, He holds you. Even when the winds howl, He anchors you in the storm. And even when everything shakes, my God will sustain you. You can stand, not because you're strong, but because He is unshakable. You know, I live part of the year in my home in Florida, and this is hurricane season. And when hurricanes sweep through coastal regions, most trees snap under pressure. The branches splinter and roots are ripped out, and trunks, they fall like matchsticks. I've seen some of the big pine trees as you go through after a hurricane, and they snap right in half. But the palm tree, it bends. It doesn't break. Palm trees are specially designed to withstand hurricane force winds. Their roots grow real deep and wide. I have one in my front yard, and it went through the hurricane, and the hurricane bent it over a little bit, but it just straightened right back up, and it started growing towards the sun. You see, they sway with the gusts, but they stay rooted in place. Even more astonishing is, after the storm passes, palm trees often stand taller than before. And that's a picture of the believer who builds their life on Jesus Christ. When the winds of life blow, when the world gets rocked by loss, when your faith is tested by delay, when everything that's normal collapses around you, you may bend, but God's grace will keep you from breaking. Because your foundation isn't built on culture or comfort. It's built on Christ, the solid rock. See, in Hebrews 12:28, it says this, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." We're part of something, an eternal kingdom, a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Now, let me finish with a couple of truths to anchor your soul in these unstable times. Number one, feed your faith more than your fear. You can't stay strong if your soul is constantly flooded with panic, noise, and negativity. So fill yourself with the Word of God and not just the world's headlines. Faith comes by hearing, so make sure you're listening to truth. And then finally, focus on what's eternal. See, when the temporary is shaken, finances, routines, or relationships, fix your eyes on what never changes. And that's God's character, His promises, and His kingdom. Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your minds on things that are above and not on things that are on the earth." Father God, I thank You for everyone listening to Fresh Oil today. I just ask, Lord, today that You would touch each and every one who's going through a storm right now, God. They may feel like their world is falling apart, but I ask You, oh God, that their eyes can be fixed on You, and like the palm tree, they may bend, God, but they're not going to break. So touch them today and help them to weather the storm with their eyes focused on You. Thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank You so much today, friend, for joining me right here on Fresh Oil, Walk in Grace.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, He makes His mercies new every morning.